Rowan?
And I would be one that would discuss TCH and leaning more towards using it. And the basis is we've got 77 events, recurrence events, and I was impressed with the 24-4 difference in terms of congestive heart failure and acute leukemia. So even though I agree that it's early and the curves could change again, I think I've got enough safety data to say I can stand another year of the curves changing. So if the curves change next year, I think I'll still be ahead looking at the way these recurrence risks are being generated. So they got 77 events in 3 years. So I'm thinking that rate will continue. So I'm already safe for a year by this 24-4 difference in life-threatening toxicities to kind of be willing to discuss it and as more of a primary option than before, even though I recognize we're early in the follow-up.
I want to hear what Joe has to say, but first, John, we're about to launch another patterns of care study. It's going to be very interesting to see what's happened in oncologists, and I think the word's getting out. It sounds like when you met with the NSABP, you kind of felt like most people were going to come over to TCH and be okay with that design.
Well, actually, we had lengthy discussions with NSABP as to the design of this study, but these data basically closed all the discussions. At this point, there's no reason in a trial that TCH is not an appropriate option. So basically, fortunately, the NSABP leadership is driven by data, very scientifically astute people, and they've looked at this trial and believe the data, and they've built on that with the next trial with us.
Joe?
Well, obviously, the 06 trial is a very important trial for two reasons. First, when it was initially presented, it was the third trial clearly showing a dramatic improvement in outcome when one used adjuvant trastuzumab. And secondly, it put the TCH regimen on the table as an alternative. Notwithstanding the limitations, as mentioned earlier, that the trial was really designed not to test those two trastuzumab-containing or compare them officially with regard to efficacy. It was designed to determine the two experimental regimens with trastuzumab to the standard without. But nevertheless, it still puts that regimen on the table. Has it changed my practice? Not necessarily. I still feel more comfortable with the totality of evidence from all of the studies using doxorubicin-based therapy, number one. And number two, I find that when I meet with a patient that there's just so much information to review and that they're often so overwhelmed by the components of therapy that we need to discuss, including the chemotherapy, the endocrine therapy, the radiation, the trastuzumab, additional surgery, and so forth, that I generally choose not to put this on the table unless I think it should be put on the table because of my concerns related to specific toxicities such as cardiac toxicity, et cetera.
So does that mean that all things being equal, you would not be comfortable putting somebody on this study?
Not necessarily. I think the important question is really the biological question, and there's a trade-off. There does appear to be more relapses thus far with TCH. On the other hand, there is less short-term toxicity and long-term toxicity with regard to certainly cardiac toxicity. I'm not sure yet about the leukemia, and I think we need more time before there's an answer in that regard.
John, do you agree there are more relapses on TCH?
Well, statistically, no. And the trial was designed, if both arms outperformed the control, to have a protocol-specified comparison of the two arms. And that protocol-specified comparison gives a p-value that is not even close to a trend, and in fact is going the other direction, going the appropriate direction if there's no difference between the two arms. So all I can say is the data is that they're indistinguishable in terms of efficacy, and then the safety data, I think, favors TCH.